I tell you this, hear me say this to you, God is raising up new levels of leadership in this place. He is building a new wineskin in this place, and He was looking for people who will do it. That's His heart, is to build the wineskin. Do you understand that? And we become part of it by opening our heart and saying to Him, yes, because we want God's will, and we want God's way, we want His purposes. Amen?
Amen.
And you're not saying amen to me. I'm just giving you an opportunity to jump in the river.
Amen.
Because if there's an amen in your heart, you jump in the river.
Amen.
But of course, if there's a resistance, if there's a reluctance, then you don't. And you just simply live in the spirit of religion, which is an aberration. It has moved away from the pattern. And I believe with my whole heart that God is restoring to the body of Christ an understanding of what the authentic biblical religion is all about. This is one of the reasons the Holy Spirit has been plowing the church about understanding the Jewish roots of our faith. This is not to convert us to Judaism. It's to get us to the authentic faith once delivered to the saints. It's to deliver us from Greco-Roman pagan influences that created people who go to church rather than people who become disciples. So if people who go to church their whole life and they're not disciples. They don't love God with their whole heart. They don't love the Word of God with their whole heart. They don't love the lost. They don't love God's purposes. They love themselves and have put a veneer of religion on them that satisfies themselves and deludes them into thinking everything is okay. It's a delusion.
Yeah.
And it will be a rude awakening on the day when the Master calls you to give an account and there's no fruit.
Yeah.
Remember the parables and the parable of the talents.
Yeah.
Where the one man, the one person who received the talent, received an impartation, received an anointing, received a calling, and buried it. And his excuse, well, you were a taskmaster, and you know, you reaped where you didn't sow, and you know, I was afraid, and I didn't think I could do it. Excuses. That was this particular man's excuse. So, you know, you go to church and you would be taught, well, Jesus understands, you know, you've had a hard life. You know, whatever your excuse was for disobedience. And I tell you, I believe that God wants to take a sharp sword out and just cut away from us every excuse.
Amen. Amen.
Cut away from us every excuse, because those excuses are our enemies.
Yeah.
They are thieves intended to rob you of your reward.
Yes.
They're thieves intended to rob you of your destiny. They're lies, cleverly crafted lies of the enemy that you buy into. I'm not, I can't, they won't, this one, that one, my past, my mother, my aunt, my uncle, Dr. Freud, whatever the excuse can be. He wants to slay it. Because on the great day, as the parable teaches us, the Master's going to say, what did you do with my calling? What did you do with my gifting? What did you do with my anointing? What did you do with my Holy Spirit that I gave to you? What did you do with your life? And there will be no excuses. How many of you believe that what Jesus said is the truth? He's laying it out for each of us.
Amen.
There's no excuses. There are no excuses. Oh, Lord, I thought you were this, and I thought you were... And I buried my talents. Jesus did not say, you know, I really understand. I'm such a loving, kind, saving Redeemer. I understand. Don't worry about it. No. See, sometimes I think, you know, because of that Greco-Roman influence of this, we read the New Testament and we don't read it with any emotion, we don't read it with any feeling, we don't read it with his sense of the anger of the Master. He was not, oh, I'm so, you know, I understand. He didn't, quote-unquote, understand. What he said, you wicked, lazy slave. You wicked. Can you imagine standing before the Lord and at the end of your life He says, you're wicked? You know, I read the New Testament and I get scared. You know, there's a lot of frightening things. Look at Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Here's one of these scary verses. What does the Bible say is the beginning of wisdom, beloved? The fear of the Lord. You read the Torah, you read about the fear of the Lord. You read the Bible, you read about the fear of the Lord. I'll tell you what, I believe another thing that's coming to the body of Christ is a real healthy fear of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Luke 19. Jesus is teaching about the kingdom. Speaks to you, worthless slave. Worthless. You know that I am. You thought I was such a man like this, taking up what I did not lay down or even. Why didn't you just put the money in the bank that at least I'd have some interest? And he said to them, take that away, the mina, amount of money. Take the talent, the mina, the money, the pound, the dollar, whatever. It's an analogy. Take the giftings away from him and give it to the one who brought forth fruit. I tell you, verse 26, I tell you that to everyone who has, more shall be given. But from the one who does not have, even that which he does not have shall be taken away. In verse 27. But these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence. How's this for a bumper sticker? Jesus said, slay them in my presence. How about this as an advertising campaign? Put it on the church bulletin outside. You know, Jesus said, slay them in my presence. Well, this is not a Jesus we're used to. This is not a Jesus we think about. But here it is in the pages of the Scripture. Here he is saying, you think I'm such a one as yourself? I'm not. This is what the kingdom of God is like. Read it for yourself. I tell you, beloved, we have a serious God looking for a serious people. And I know, listen to me, you don't have to be a prophet to know that our nation is changing, the nations of the world are changing, the whole economic structure of the world is changing, the world as we know it is changing, God is shaking the nations. You know, he shook a little bit and this economic house of cards we're all living in started to fall apart. And it's just been shored up with bubble gum and smoke and mirrors. Yeah. So it's not going to be difficult for God to shake it all and it will all crumble. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. I tell you, I believe that God is looking for people just like you who've come tonight. To be the kind of people that will say, yes, Lord, I don't want to bury my talent. Amen. If I've been guilty of burying it, I repent. And tonight would be a great night to repent and start to dig it up out of the ground and say, oh, Lord, I buried this. I'm dusting off all the dirt. And God says, good son, good daughter, let's go with it. Here's my Holy Spirit to help you.
Amen.
Here are brothers and sisters to help you. Because we will build together with those who will build. And there are those who don't want to. That's fine. I'm telling you, God is looking for anybody who'll say yes.